What is up, Tether Radio fam? This is Allie, and I'm here with Dan the Man.
What up? What up?
We're coming at you with Untethered 007. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Sorry, that's the best I could do.
It's pretty good. It's better than I can do.
We're still working on getting my computer hooked up so that I can actually do like sound effects and shit as we're like podcasting.
That'd be great. So, yeah. Need a little soundboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are still in spooky season and we're still gonna cover some spooky recommendations. So you got a bunch of movies lined up, right?
I do.
I've got a handful of books. So
yes.
Let's go.
You want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right. So this week, first of all, I'm going to go through what Megan and I watched this week because we did all right this week. We got 5 out of 7 days. Well, so yeah, 5 out of 7 days. So that works. the first one that we watched was from Frank Henenlotter. I don't know if anybody's familiar with him. If you are, then you might have heard of other movies known as Brain Damage or Frankenhooker. So,
classic if there ever was one.
Yes, I absolutely love this man and his movies because they are wild. I have not seen Frankenhooker. I own Brain Damage and I will be getting a copy of Basket Case because it was just wild. The premise behind it was basically these Siamese twins were separated at birth and they go back to get revenge on the doctors that cut them apart because it was involuntary.
Oh my god.
So the reason it's called Basket Case is because one dude is like normal and the other thing is this amorphous blob that lives in a basket.
I thought that was gonna be
so and the one thing that really sticks out about Frank Henenlotter, to me at least, his movies, the women that he employs as actresses have the most blood-curdling screams that I've ever witnessed in my life. Yeah. I mean, it's to the point to where it's difficult to, like, sit there and listen to it.
Ugh.
Like, it is, I mean, it gets under your skin kind
sure.
of shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was the first one. I don't think that that is widely available. I would say you're going to have to get either your own copy or maybe rent it on Amazon. I don't even know if it's available on Amazon.
Yeah.
So the second one that we watched was The Color of Space. That starred Nick Cage, baby.
Oh, man.
And this was a Shudder exclusive. So if you got a Shudder... if you got a Shudder account, or you can also do, I think they have a 30-day trial, and so you could, like, sign up for, I think it's 30, maybe it's, like, 14, I don't know.
I think it was 30, and I had a code for it that I heard somewhere, and I can't remember what it was.
I bet you could, like, look up a code for it
yeah,
easily,
they're
especially
they're pretty out
in
there.
The month of October, I would think they'd be pushing it pretty
plus
hard.
Plus the code I had was a few months ago, so it might be gone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So The Color of Space, basically this asteroid thing comes down and lands in this family's backyard, and weird shit starts ensuing. It disappears, and then like it's just very creepy. It has a almost Close Encounters of the Third Kind vibe to it, but it's just a little more creepy and intense. But it's not a lot of gore or anything like that, so rock and roll. But yeah, so that's The Color of Space. The third one was Ready or Not, which was really cool. The premise behind that was this very strange, well-to-do family has this ritual of... when they bring a new member into the family, they have to like pick a card out of this deck and they play a game with this person.
Yeah.
And like, there's one card that basically is hide and seek, but it turns out to be a more intense version of hide and seek.
Sure.
It's more like
run
hide or die.
Life. Yeah.
So, really, it was very well done, and it was a really solid movie. So,
is that a Jordan Peele one?
I don't know, actually.
I feel like it came out with...
I think it came out around us.
Or it was so well done that I always got it mixed up with it. Okay.
Because it does have, like, that kind of cinematography in it.
Okay,
like, it's kind of similar in that way.
Okay.
But real quick mention, Jordan Peele's redoing Candyman.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I cannot wait, because he kills it with horror.
For some reason, we had YouTube on last night, and it just started auto-playing random recommendations, but it was playing some Key and Peele like skits.
Yeah.
They were so good. I'm like, they're funny as shit. Like, man. I know those guys, like, they like people talk about them, but like they are great.
That movie, I can't remember what the movie was that they got a kitten. One of them got a kitten.
I don't know.
And like the whole movie is like the kitten either escapes or is stolen, I can't remember, and like it's them trying to get it back.
Yeah.
It's funny as shit.
Dude, like, one of the things that played last night was a scat duel where they're like, you know, the old timey that. But they were like fighting with each other. It was the costumes, like the hairstyling and stuff, it really felt like it was from whatever fucking decade.
It was probably good. I don't know, 40s, 50s. I want to say like 40s like or so. Yeah.
Oh man, it was funny.
So this next one, I don't know if I can really recommend it or not because I fell asleep. But Megan said that it was pretty good.
Not because the movie was bad, but because you are overwhelmed.
Dude, this week was like making it until 9:30 at night was difficult. Anyway, so Invisible Man, I want to rewatch it because it's got the main girl from The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
And she's a fantastic actress.
Yeah.
But I just can't really recommend it or not. Megan said that it was good, like I said. I need to rewatch it.
Is that based on the H.G. Wells book?
I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay, Invisible Man movie. Yeah, it's got that girl in it, and yeah, it's based on H.G. Wells.
Okay.
Cool. Which is supposed to be a pretty good, like, horror book too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
But
cool.
It got really good reviews. I just, like I said, was absolutely drained. So,
yeah.
The last one we watched last night, The Ring, which I'm sure everybody and their brother's seen.
I have even seen The Ring.
Yes, exactly.
A couple times.
I will tell you that, in my opinion, compared to the original, like, Ring, it's like either Ring or Ringu or something like that from Japan.
Yeah.
I actually like the American version more.
Yeah.
Because I think they made it a little creepier.
Yeah.
And I actually really, that actress that plays the mom, I can't come up with her name off the cuff, but she's just a really good actress, I think. So that's stuff that we watched this week. My five movie recommendations I'll go through very quickly because I'm going too long. So for family friendly, Monster House, I would not recommend this for young kids because we showed it to our 3-year-old and regretted it immediately because he woke up at about 11 o'clock screaming about creepy eyes and houses and stuff.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that was our bad. But it's actually a pretty creepy adult cartoon. Not adult cartoon, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, Slasher, I'm going with the classic this week. Friday the 13th. There's a place in my heart for this movie. It is not a fantastically acted movie or anything, but you can see a really, really fucking young Kevin Bacon. So that's always fun. For cryptids, I'm doing an additional classic, An American Werewolf in London. This one is absolutely fucking incredible. It set these standards for practical effects back in the 80s, and like even to this day, the transformation, original transformation of the guy into a werewolf while you've got Bad Moon Rising playing in the background, it's so cool. It is so cool and intense.
Oops. I might need to check that one out.
It's really good, and I've got a copy of it. I can let you borrow. Bizarro horror, I just went with Believe It or Not, one of Peter Jackson, the director of the Lord of the Ring trilogy and all that jazz. I went with one of his classics, in my opinion. The movie Dead Alive. So it is...
I don't know if I know it.
It is really off the beaten path.
Yeah.
But it is fantastic. Yeah. And it is not for the faint of heart because it is supremely gory.
Okay.
Let me just put it this way.
Wait, which category is this for?
So this is my bizarro horror.
Okay, okay.
I figured bizarro horror was going to be either off the beaten path or kind of like the... funny, it's so bad.
Sure.
Kind of
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
It would fall into the funny, it's so bad category.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like he's trying to gross you out at every turn.
Oh, man.
One scene, just to set the pace, I guess. One scene, after his mom is bitten by this demonic rat.
Sure.
Basically, you get bitten, you turn into a zombie.
Okay.
And his mom starts turning into a zombie. Well, she's got an open wound on her arm, and they're all eating, like, Yorkshire pudding, and it, like, juices out into a guest's pudding, and, like, they zoom in on it as this dude, like, eats it. Like, it's great.
Like, it's so bad it's almost comic.
Oh, it is. It's yeah. I mean, like, one of the most iconic lines in it is a kung fu-wielding priest... that comes out and kicks a zombie in half, and then goes, "Oh, I kick ass for the Lord!"
Wow,
because they're in New Zealand. So,
oh
but anyway,
God.
So last recommendation is Hellraiser for
yeah.
my demonic horror. Join the Cenobites in teaching people about how pain and pleasure are very close together.
Cool.
Anyway, that's about all I got. So you wanna hit us with some probably higher brow entertainment?
Man, yeah, I'll try.
Yeah.
Okay. One I don't know a ton about, and I'm gonna try to go in sort of blind.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book that just came out called The Night Workers by Brian Selfen. It's not necessarily horror. I just think it's kind of like intense sounding. Mm-hmm. It's a crime novel about a Brooklyn family of money launderers, and they are thrown into chaos when a runner ends up dead and a bag of dirty money goes missing. It just sounds like it's supposed to be like really suspenseful and
yeah,
stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
The other stuff I have is actual horror.
Mm-hmm.
The Year of the Witching by Alexis Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
It is fantasy horror about witches. I'm pumped because
yeah.
that's so not my thing, but like it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
And I'm in this thing called Feminist Book Club, which is really cool. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's their pick for October, so I'm reading it with them. It's not necessarily like a feminist book, but it usually like the books they pick have like strong female characters.
Yeah.
So all these reviews for it say it reads like Nathaniel Hawthorne, but as written by a woman living in this year.
Hmm.
It's got creepy religious rites, rumored devil worship, witchcraft, and a pervasive sense of mounting dread. I love the dread.
Gosh, yes.
Like, that's what I like so much about The Shining. Like,
yeah.
just that dread. Like, I don't want to read this, but I've got to see what
yeah.
happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
yeah, this review on Smart Bitches Trashy Books says that it's a religious dystopia with feminist themes. It is unsettling and horrifying, beautiful and incisive, and ultimately radiantly triumphant. Like, man, this is
that's
a whole
lot.
Mood.
Yeah.
And yeah, it sounds really cool. Yeah. I'm excited.
And what's
about that.
What's that one called?
It is called The Year of the Witching.
And
it came out in like July.
Mm-hmm.
I heard so much about it that I was thinking it came out years ago.
Oh wow.
Because that's how many things I've seen it mentioned on.
Yeah.
I might try to get around to reading Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say her last name. Du Maurier. We talked about it once
yeah.
before.
I got nothing.
I did not know that book is from 1938.
Oh, wow.
But it is still so fucking popular.
Jeez, dude.
I got a paperback copy used at McKay's and it looks really cool. Like, it's a nice cover and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read the synopsis because I couldn't summarize it
okay.
very well.
Yeah.
Working as a lady's companion, the heroine of Rebecca learns her place. Her future looks bleak until, on a trip to the south of France, she meets Max de Winter, a handsome widower whose sudden proposal of marriage takes her by surprise. She accepts. She's whisked from glamorous Monte Carlo to the ominous and brooding Manderley. And the new Mrs. De Winter mm-hmm. finds Max a changed man. And the memory of his dead wife, Rebecca, is forever kept alive by the forbidding housekeeper, Mrs. Danvers.
Ooh.
It's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like an asshole for having not read it.
Yeah. It's God, like, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, if you look up classic horror, Rebecca's yeah. on every fucking list.
Jeez, dude.
Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son, has mm-hmm. written some really good books. Mm-hmm. He wrote Horns, which was great. He wrote Heart-Shaped Box, which is awesome.
I've heard of Heart-Shaped Box. I saw...
Yeah.
They did a movie adaptation of Horns, I think.
Yeah, with right. Daniel Radcliffe.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Both of those are really good. He wrote one of short stories called 20th Century Ghosts, uh-huh. and it's supposed to be good and kind of creepy.
Okay.
So that should be cool. Okay. And then one that's really buzzy right now is called The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by V.E. Schwab, and she's written a ton of things.
Mm-hmm.
In France in 1714, the main character, Addie LaRue, makes a deal with the devil. She'll live forever, but she's forgotten by everyone she meets. So, like, she can't, like, have friendships. Like, yeah. you don't remember her. Like, as soon as she leaves the room, she comes back and you're like, who are you? Like,
oh, no one. Yeah.
So, 300 years pass. She meets a man in a hidden bookstore and he remembers her name. And it's supposed to be kind of fantasy, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I saw...
That's a really interesting concept.
It's a really cool concept. Yeah. And V.E. Schwab, I think she's around our age, but maybe even younger, but she yeah. is prolific already.
Really?
And people really like her stuff. But man, I have seen reviews of this where I screenshotted one in a group I'm in. This lady was like, I buy one book a year. Otherwise, I borrow from the library. Like, this, I bought this one, and I am so glad it was the one I bought. On a 5-star scale, I would give it 7. Like, she was like, it's
jeez,
so
dude.
Good. I love it. And I was like, this is the kind of review that gets me pumped about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's not a standalone. Like, I've seen so many people say yeah. that. Like, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm overwhelmed right now because I've got, like, a stack of books that I want to read and I can't decide what to get to next.
Dude, I sent you a text about it. I finished Evolution.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, I know, right? It was wild.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, so much good. Happened at the good. End that I was like, I need to reread the last, like, 50 pages.
No, to be honest with you, I wish I would have skipped to the last 50 pages.
I know.
Because it was like...
The audio of it is killer.
Really?
And I'm mad that I didn't do the whole thing on audio.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, you could probably toss that one up as a recommendation for this month.
Yeah, right? It's fun. It's, I just... Yeah, I wish you could skip the first half of the book and then read.
Yeah, it was just, it was a weird build up.
You don't even encounter a Sasquatch till halfway through the book, and the premise of the book is a Sasquatch massacre.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was pretty cool once it finally got going.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I liked it.
Oh, man.
I had a couple of podcast recommendations for just spooky shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Last podcast on the left just did a two-parter about the Bell Witch, and it was pretty cool. And that is local to Middle Tennessee.
Nice.
And then a couple of theirs that are fun but a little spooky are Ghost Cats of the South, which is episode 209, Sexy Ghosts, which is 228. And the Enfield Poltergeist, which is a two-parter of 279 and 280. Those are all fun. And then I heard that the first season of the podcast, Unobscured, is about, like, witches and Salem and stuff, and that's supposed to be really cool. So I might listen to some of that this week.
I listened to a little bit of Spooked.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
I don't really have any recommendations off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're just looking for, like, whatever, ghost tales and stuff like that, look no further. I do have a really quick story to
tell
about. So, my brother has been driving around the United States basically nonstop since all of this hit.
Sure.
Because, yeah, long story short, he's trying to make stuff work out. So.
Yeah.
But he's been traveling with his wife and occasionally a third guy or a third person. He was talking about how he was sitting in the back seat and they were listening to Spooked.
Okay.
And they thought that Joseph was asleep.
Oh.
And so Joseph looked up, like, this creepy soundtrack on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, like, they're listening to it. And he said he slowly started turning it up. And he was like, I turned it up to the point, and then I, like, like held it up so that it was like right next to the dude that was driving. And it, like the guy that was driving kept looking down at the radio and he was just like, what the fuck? Like, why are the sound effects so fucking loud? And it was, Joseph said that it was just like screaming and like cats yowling and like all this stuff.
That's
it was
amazing. The funniest shit ever. That's so good.
But anywho. Well, rock and roll.
I have one reverse recommendation of something not to fucking waste your time with.
Jeez, okay.
The Chris Watts story. The family annihilator guy from Colorado that killed his pregnant wife and their two young daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, had a mistress and everything. You remember that? It was a couple years ago.
It sounds familiar, but I don't really remember it super
well. They just
well.
Came out with a documentary about him called American Murder, which, get a better fucking name. Yeah. Like, what? But... his case sucks. I've read a couple things about... I mean, I know the case pretty well, but I've read a couple things about what all the show missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this podcast called Crime Writers On, and they review a lot of shows that are about crime.
Mm-hmm.
And they reviewed it, and they were like, this sucks. Like, they didn't get into the details that you would want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just... I don't know. It was almost like they sugarcoated it a little.
Yeah.
And no. Like, this guy doesn't deserve anybody's pity.
Yeah.
No. Ugh, it was awful. It was bad.
Yeah, and so just to avoid it, remind me what I'm avoiding.
Don't look into watching American Murder. Like,
is that on like Netflix or something?
I'm trying to think of where. I think it's on HBO.
Okay. Most of the time, HBO ends up being like our last resort for entertainment.
Oh, it is Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it is Netflix. Yeah, so probably a lot of people will watch it because they're just like, hey, true crime. But like, that case sucks.
Yeah.
And it's so sad and... ugh. And then, like, there's a lot of people that are like, well, she wasn't great to him. She kind of drove him to it. I'm like, you do not drive your husband to murder you and your unborn child and your two living children.
No. What?
God.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, don't watch that shit.
I'm going to start doing more reverse reviews.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit to avoid.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, rock and roll. Well, so there are some recommendations for you guys for this month. Jot them down. Re-listen to this after the month of October. Because honestly, if you get through all this shit in this month, you are like next level. I don't know. I don't even know how that's physically possible.
Man, I'm not even getting through the books that I'm recommending. I'm just throwing them out there.
I'm getting through half of my recommendations.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying some.
But anyway, so let us know what you think. Plus, if you end up taking any of the recommendations, let us know what you think of that stuff. Because, you know, post it in the group and we can have a little discussion or shoot us an email or anything along those lines.
Yeah.
You can send that to tetherradio@gmail.com, my bad. That's tetherradio@gmail.com. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend and check out the new episode, the new full episode that drops every Monday. We hope you guys have a good one and talk then. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.